Hey friend, are you trying to plan a Disney World vacation, but you're not sure where to start? Do you wish you could head into your trip feeling prepared and confident with a plan that's right for your family and your budget? Hi, I'm Megan. At Dream Wish Plan, I help moms plan their dream Disney World vacation without the overwhelm. On this show, we'll walk through the Disney park basics so you'll understand all the things that Disney World has to offer. Talk about vacation planning strategy, and I'll give you tips and hacks that will put you way ahead of the pack so you can maximize the fun and minimize the stress. So grab a cup of coffee and your favorite notebook and get ready to create a plan to make some magical Disney memories. Hello friends, and welcome to the Dream Wish Plan podcast. Today is a little bit of a combo episode because I planned on doing an episode on the Flower and Garden Festival. But then Disney went and surprised us and released 2025 vacation packages super early. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that and go over some of the changes for 2025 for those who may be thinking about a trip and trying to decide on 2024 versus 2025. The biggest change is that Disney is introducing a new water park perk for guests booking a Disney Resort hotel in 2025. On your check-in day, you'll receive complimentary admission to one of the water parks, Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach. So that's something that's pretty cool. I know sometimes the decision on what to do on your check-in day is a little difficult. Some people are in the camp of let's get right to the parks, while some people are more in the camp of exploring their resort or maybe hitting up Disney Springs. This gives you another option that you don't have to pay extra for that kind of gives you the best of both worlds. You're getting the water park experience and can spend as much or as little time there as you want. Another good thing for 2025 is that the other on-site perks that are currently offered are staying as well. So early theme park entry, transportation, and extended evening hours for a deluxe resort, those are all going to be in effect for 2025 as well. And if you're considering a 2025 trip, now is a great time to book because now is when you're going to have the best pricing and the best availability for resorts and specific room types. A really nice thing about booking a vacation package is that you only have to put down a $200 deposit. And then you're going to have until your date in 2025 to make payments along the way if you want. Or you can just wait and pay the remaining balance 30 days prior to your vacation. And the really cool part is that you can keep an eye on pricing. So if a promotion is released that'll save you money on your trip, you can always apply that to your trip. That's something I do automatically for my clients. So for example, when the free dining for Disney Plus subscribers promotion came out, I was able to immediately go in and apply that for my clients. I was able to save one family over $1,000 and another one something like $500 on their package on the first day the promotion was released, without them having to do a thing. And if you do have a specific resort in mind, there are some that will sell out quicker for some of those really busy and really popular times of year. So if you know you're going to want to go, it's a great idea to go ahead and book it, and you can always modify it after if you need to. All right, so that's the 2025 updates. Now on to the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival, which is now underway and runs from February 28th through May 27th, 2024, which is shorter this year than usual. It's no secret if you've been listening to the podcast that I love Epcot, and I absolutely love the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival. To me, it just represents pure happiness. It's springtime, it's bright colors and flowers and greenery, it's delicious food, possibly even better than Food and Wine Festival, although that might be a controversial opinion. The character topiaries are just so much fun, and I just really think it's one of my favorite times of year to visit. So if you're visiting the festival, what can you expect? Well, once you enter Epcot, you're going to want to pick up a festival passport, which is going to be your guide to the festival booths, the topiaries, the entertainment offerings, and all that good stuff. And it makes a nice keepsake too. It doesn't cost anything additional to be able to attend the festival. You'll just need to have park admission for the day. But of course, you will have to pay extra for any food and drinks at the booths and any merchandise that you buy. And the Flower and Garden Festival has some really cute merch. There's usually a lot of orange bird merch and a lot of bee-themed things. Again, think lots of florals and vibrant spring colors. One word of caution is that it's quite easy for that spending to add up at the festival. One thing I recommend is deciding how much you want to spend up front and putting that on a gift card. They actually have really cute gift cards that you can wear as a bracelet around your wrist, so they're very convenient. This way, you can spend what you want, and then when it's gone, it's gone. Another thing I usually recommend is to scope out what the menu items are in advance. The full menus are available online, and you can decide what things you really want to try and see where they're located. It may sound like overkill, but I'll tell you, it can get overwhelming when you see how many different booths and options there are. And even though they're smaller portions, they can definitely add up to the point that you're really full. So it's a good idea to prioritize those items you really want to try and see where they are on the map so you're not backtracking all over the place. Epcot is huge and is usually a park where you can end up doing a ton of walking without even trying, so no need to add extra work for yourself. Another tip is that the lines for the food booths can get long, so be prepared for that and be patient. The lines do typically move pretty quickly, so they often look worse than they are. If you're with a group of people, I recommend dividing and conquering. If there are a couple items you want to try, have one person wait in line for each item to cut down on your total wait time. You can also have someone scoping out a spot to eat. Seating is sometimes hard to come by on busy festival days, so if you find an actual seat, you're lucky. If you can find a trash can or a table to lean on, or even just a curb in the shade, then you're good to go. Another benefit of going with a group is that you can share, so you can try more things without filling up. And along those lines, another tip I'd recommend is maybe skipping dining reservations for the day if you're planning on spending some time eating and drinking at the festival. Or at the very least, if you're doing a table service dining, then maybe do a later dinner around fireworks time if you'll be at the festival earlier in the day. I just usually find that I'm not hungry enough for a sit-down meal, and you don't want to waste time or money on that if you're not going to even want to eat a full meal. Okay, so those are my food booth tips. Let's talk about what else there is to do besides eat. The main attraction at this festival is, of course, the flowers and the gardens, as the name implies. If you've never been, the character topiaries are incredible. You can see Beauty and the Beast, Mickey and Minnie, Tiana, Figment, Groot, Coco, and lots of others. So just strolling around and seeing them is all very fun. There are also beautifully themed gardens throughout the park as well that you can visit. Another highlight is the Garden Rocks Concert Series, which are live musical performances at the America Gardens Theater and the American Adventure Pavilion. Some of the performances for this year are Rick Springfield, the Pointer Sisters, Plain White Tees, and Simple Plan. This is also included in the festival, so there's no additional cost. Concerts are held on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m. each evening. You'll probably want to arrive a little bit early to get good seats for the more popular artists, but unless you're a diehard fan and really want to make sure you're front and center, then you probably don't need to do a dining package, which would include preferred seating. Because again, I don't necessarily recommend a sit-down meal during the festival, but just know that is an option if you're so inclined. And just like the other festivals throughout the year, you'll find a scavenger hunt you can participate in. The flower and garden version is the Spike the Bee scavenger hunt. You can purchase a map for $9.99 and find Spike the Bee in different spots throughout the park. If you return your completed map, you get a prize. I always love the scavenger hunts. It helps to make sure I'm taking the time to look around at all the things, and it's a fun activity to involve your family in, and maybe even have a little friendly competition. So that's an overview on what you can expect at the Flower and Garden Festival, as well as a quick update on 2025 at Disney World. I hope that helps keep you up to date on what's going on right now at Disney. And if you're considering a trip to Disney and you want someone to help you with the planning process, you can work with me and I'll handle all the details. The best part is it won't cost you a penny extra. In fact, I can even help save you money by continuously monitoring for discounts and promotions to apply to your trip. I can take care of all your reservations, including dining, and you'll have access to me for any questions and advice throughout the entire process. You can contact me for a personalized quote, and we can start planning your dream trip together. Just click the link in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning. If you enjoyed this episode, it would help me so much if you would take a minute to rate and review the show on iTunes. And if you still feel stuck and want my help designing your dream vacation, click the link in the show notes to book a one-on-one planning call with me. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, happy planning.